Shlomo raised the question, what's the difference if something's a mitzvah or not? You still have to do it. So if you hold like the Bag, that I know he's a foundation, we hold like the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, what difference does it make? You still have to believe in God. Right? That's the question. And why, what's the significance of counting mitzvahs anyways? What is a mitzvah and what is not a mitzvah? What do I care? Okay? Good question. Very basic, but very good.
Yeah, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "Maman tisku v'asishim es kol mitzvasai." Right? And the Torah throughout says, "Maman tisku mitzvasai."
So the thing is that the mitzvos are those entities which Klal Yisrael is characterized through the fact that they're mekayim those things. That characterizes the Umay Yisraelis. And then it's the Am Hashem. Okay. Atam Tiuli Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh means that you are characterized by the performance of these 613 things. So there may be a lot more in the Torah that you are allowed to do, you're not allowed to do, you're supposed to do, but those things aren't going to be the elements that characterize the nation. Like, for instance, like the Ramban says that by a melech, it says, "Levilti rum levavo me'echav." The melech is not allowed to feel higher than his people, to be arrogant, to be balgaiva. But if he is, he didn't break the kiyum ha-mitzvos that make him represent the Am Hashem. It's an Esser. Shouldn't be a Bar Gaiva, but let's say it was a Bar Gaiva. So the thing is, by being a Bar Gaiva, he's not going to take away from the character of Shmiras ha-mitzvos. And the Shmiras ha-mitzvos give the Klal Yisrael the characteristic of the Am Hashem.
Isn't that circular?
Why is circular? In other words, the Jew is an Uma Ba'olam, and he has a certain profile and certain characteristics. What gives him that characteristic? When do I fulfill that? That we are the ones that represent God. You fulfill that by keeping the mitzvahs. If something's not a mitzvah and you don't keep it, that doesn't detract from the system of representing the Am Hashem. You follow me? So that's why the Bahag argues, he says, how could you say that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah if there's nothing there that to characterize? It's just a belief. The mitzvahs characterize, because the mitzvahs emanate from that knowledge. But the knowledge itself doesn't characterize, it's just something that he has in his head.
This is no action, isn't it?
Yes, no action. It's just a piece of knowledge. An important piece of knowledge, what?
Right. You don't have other mitzvahs
of the. Yeah, I mean, you can ask questions. You know, what's your question?
You're making the distinction.
The Rambam seems to be so himself. Because in the Chelek Sheni of the Shemona Prakam, he seems to say you can't have a mitzvah unless it has a maisa. What's the lesson there exactly?
It's possible.
So you see, he doesn't count it if it's just a muna, just machshava, higayon, he doesn't count that as a mitzvah. So he says to himself from there to an Elchi Hashem Elokecha. He seems to obey the rationale of the Bahad. So the Bahad doesn't have like Yichud Hashem as a mitzvah. Also, because no ma'aser. Im kozer reisu lebal locha shelo yimne osam. He says the osam means the other ones, including the first, the second one of the Rambam. The Yachid Hashem and
Avas Hashem.
Avas Hashem, he has, but that's an emotion.